Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. Not long before the storm named Sandy hit the eastern U.S., New York City was host to the CMJ Music Festival, which connects hundreds of up-and-coming musicians with radio programmers from around the country. This is the Colorado band called The Sway Bank. They were at the festival, and so was Open Air's Jesse Witten. She got back before the storm hit and reports there were several Colorado acts at the CMJ.
There were. It was a great showing of Colorado bands. We had Shell, we had Stag, we had Swayback, and we had Flashbulb Fires, all making a great showing at CMJ.
And these are all bands that listeners to Open Air will be familiar with?
They should be. We play them quite frequently. They're all really wonderful and very diverse in sound.
And how'd they do at the festival?
Really well. The Swayback in particular, they played one of those earlier shows. They played around 3 p.m. when everyone's just kind of recovering from the early morning the night before. They just came off of this huge national distribution. They worked with some really incredible promoters and have been getting a lot of radio play across the country. So there are a lot of people there to see them specifically.
And what other Colorado bands were there that we will have heard of?
Well, we had Flashbulb Fires, and they're really incredible. They're about to get a huge name nationally speaking. They just sent out their new album across the country, and it's being really received quite well so far. And Open Air, of course, loves them. They're playing the Open Air Birthday Bash at the High Dive on November 9th.
Let it come, let it come. I wish that I could disconnect myself from what is going on, going on. I see the colors, but they bleed so.
So there's the Swayback, Flashbulb Fires, and who else?
We saw Shell performing. It's a group of four sisters. They're out of Fort Collins, and it was a different sound for CMJ, really. There was a bouncy, sweet sound to them.
One, two, three, four. Magic flies by like a crimson butterfly. Flickers of a memory. Jelly beans make you hop high above the silver moon. Find your way back down to earth, just ride a red moon.
That's something that was maybe out of the ordinary at this festival.
Yeah, there was a lot of noise rock, a lot of wall of sound in CMJ. That's what I found more than often than not. And then you pop in to see Shell, and it was bouncy and buoyant and joyous and female harmonies. So it's very different.
What's next for some of these local acts now? They come back from CMJ, they have a good time and a good presence there. Then what happens?
Well, it seems like a lot of them are getting wider distribution of their records. So odds are when they get their records to further out radio stations and expand their playing base that they're going to keep going on tour and start working on more music. So this work just, you know, encourages them to tour even further. So there's probably not much of a chance for rest for these local bands.
I think a lot of people might have heard of South by Southwest, the music festival in Austin in March. It's been going on for a long time. How does that compare to CMJ?
CMJ is so industry-based, and it's so spread out, and you've got all these radio people specifically going to see these shows. But at South by Southwest, it's all very condensed, and it's all filled with all different kinds of people. All different folks go to South by Southwest. So there's a huge variety of the music that's there, and you come away from South by Southwest with a really clear idea of what the audience loves. At CMJ, it's more about education and knowledge and preparation for the future of these bands. I think it's really based in making good radio in the end. It's about making radio a place where people can discover music. And a lot of people don't think of radio that way, but that's what it should be, and CMJ recognizes that.
Jesse Witten brings the musical discoveries to Open Air, our new music station, which you can hear at cpr.org. Let's go out with some more music from Flashbulb Fires. Back from CMJ, the band plays next Friday at Open Air's birthday party at the High Dive in Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Colorado Public Radio.
I will rise my mind.